So today is a very special day. It's Christmas Eve. And tomorrow is an even more special day. It's Christmas. Do you know what makes Christmas so special? Christmas is the day that the second half of history began. Ever since the beginning, people have struggled to know how to be able to live the kind of life that we were created to live. A life with goodness and kindness and patience and peace, being honest and humble. A life where people don't fight and aren't mean, where we take care of each other and help somebody else before we help ourselves. Now, of course, there have been times where we've gotten it right and we've done nice things and we were patient or honest, but it's been hard to make it stick. So God, who created everything and everyone, came to us to show us the way and to give us the power to live. And the very most special way that God did this was He was born into our world just like you were, just like I was, just like your brothers and sisters and parents. God came to us in the form of a baby. And that baby's name was Jesus. And tomorrow is Jesus' birthday. And that's Christmas. It's the birthday of Jesus and the birthday of life. It's the birth of Christ. And it's the day we celebrate the second half of history beginning. Now, the stories in the Bible about Christmas tell us some of the details. We read about the star in the sky and about the manger that was in Bethlehem. We also read about some of the special characters, the people who were there when Jesus was born. Do you know any of the people from the stories who were there when Jesus was born? If you know them, say them. You can say it out loud. Who was there? I heard Jesus. I heard the wise men. I heard the shepherds. I hear a lot of adults, actually. I mean, that's okay. It's fine if you want to. Congratulations. I heard Mary. Who else was there? I heard Joseph. The angels. A donkey, birds, the animals that were there. A cow. Well, some of those folks that you named just a minute ago, I heard somebody say the wise men, or we call them sometimes the magi, or the kings. They played a very special and important role in the story. Now, they weren't there the day that Jesus was born. They came sometime later, months, maybe years, after Jesus was born. But they're still an important part of the Christmas story. And I want to read for us the part of the Bible where it tells us about the Magi coming to visit Jesus. So I'm reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 2, and I'm going to read the first 12 verses. I'll read them out loud, and we're going to put them up on the screen so you can follow along. It says, "After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in the territory of Judea, during the rule of King Herod, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem. They asked, 'Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We've seen his star in the east, and we've come to honor him.' And when King Herod heard this, he was troubled, and everyone in Jerusalem was troubled with him. So he gathered all the chief priests and the legal experts, and he asked them where the Christ was to be born. And they said, 'In Bethlehem of Judea. For this is what the prophet wrote, You, Bethlehem, land of Judah, by no means are you least among the rulers of Judah, because from you will come one who governs, who will shepherd my people Israel.' So then Herod secretly called for the Magi and found out from them the time when the star had first appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search carefully for this child. When you found him, report to me so that I may go and honor him." When they heard the king, they went. And look, the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stood over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother. Falling to their knees, they honored him. Then they opened their treasure chests and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And because they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they went back to their own country by another route. This is the word of God today at Christmas for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
As I've been wrapping presents throughout the season of Christmas for friends and family, I had this thought about all the steps that it takes in order to prepare a gift for someone. First, you have to decide what they might like and decide what to buy. And then you have to go to the store and find it and make that purchase. Then you have to bring it home and pull out your wrapping paper and decide which wrapping paper is the right one for this person. Maybe I'm the only one that gets picky with that, but I think the wrapping paper can express a personality. And then you have to take the present and put it on the wrapping paper and try to measure it properly so that you don't end up with gaps and holes. And then you go to your cutting and take time to make folds and creases and using your tape, and you add on your bow. And then towards the end, you begin to make your tag so that you'll remember what you put inside that package. And finally, you place it under your tree or on your fireplace. That's a lot of steps to prepare a gift for someone that you love. The wise men also had a ton of steps that they encountered as they prepared to honor that the Christ child was coming into the world and to give them a gift. First of all, they had to be expectant. They had to be looking for the sign that God's son Jesus had been born. They even had to do some research to find out where he was. They had to travel a long way, we think. And they had to trust the sign of the star in the sky to lead them to this baby Jesus. And the gifts that the wise man picked out, they also had significance. Each one of them represents another aspect of what they believed the Christ child was coming to be and to bring into the world. We talk about the wise men bringing gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And the gold symbolizes royalty. It's a gift that would have been given to a king, one who is going to rule over all the nations. Frankincense, it was an incense that was often used in acts of worship. It would be burned as a part of their gatherings together. And the wise men believed that Jesus was going to be a teacher and lead them. And the myrrh was used to honor someone when they honor their body when they died. And so for Jesus, this symbolized what would later happen in his life. Sometimes I take a step back and I wonder if the wise men really understood what was represented in these gifts that they would give and what they would come to mean to us. Each gift honored Jesus and the gift that his birth was for each one of us. In the season of Advent, we've talked about what it means to prepare. We spend time preparing. We lit these candles to remind us all the ways that we can prepare. And it's preparing us to be ready to receive the greatest gift that has come. And our gift is the life of Jesus, God's Son, who has come to be with us in the flesh. Now, some of you may have traveled to be with family or friends, but you hopefully didn't have to travel a long way to be here in this space tonight. You didn't have to prepare any gifts in order to come in to worship. But we can come to this night and to this gift expectant, looking. We can come with curiosity and wonder. We can come trusting that God is with us. We want to invite the kids now at this time to come up and spend a little bit more time with us as we talk further about this gift that we received. So any kids that are here tonight, and if a parent needs to come with you, that's fine too. But I'm going to invite you and Miss Jessica, Miss Annalisa, y'all come and gather up in this space. I want you to get close to this manger that we have right here. You can just get close and find a seat. Beautiful. And I'm going to sit down with you. I want you to raise your hand if you feel a little bit excited right now. Okay, we got a few adults raising hands too. I'm glad. And what are you excited about?
Jesus being born.
That's wonderful. What's tomorrow? What do we call it?
Christmas.
It's Jesus' birthday. You're right. And Christmas time, there are so many fun things that happen. There's so many good times that we have with our friends and family. I bet you're going to eat some good food tomorrow. And one of the fun things we do is we give gifts and we receive gifts. We get them. And gift giving, when we give someone a gift or when we get a gift from someone, that is all about celebrating that God has given the gift of love. And God uses these gifts as we celebrate in this way to remind us that we each have gifts to give one another. The one who gives a gift, you're celebrating the person that you're giving it to. And when you get a gift, someone is celebrating you. That's what we do when we give gifts to one another. So maybe one of you tomorrow might be getting a drone. I don't know. But if you did, that might be that person who gave it to you, them saying, I think that you have a lot of adventure in you. Or maybe you just like technology. Or maybe if you're going to get a baby doll tomorrow, the person who gives it to you is saying, I know that you like to take care of things and that you are good at sharing love with other people. Or when, maybe did some of you maybe get a gift for someone? Maybe you got a gift for your mom or your dad and you're going to give it to them. Well, when you give that gift, do you know that you are celebrating who they are and who God created them to be? When the wise men came, as a part of our Christmas story that we just read, they are bringing gifts that celebrate who Jesus is. He was a king and a teacher, and they knew that he was going to do really important things for us. You know, God gives us the gift of Jesus to celebrate who we are even. The gift of Jesus, it's for you. Did you know that? That this gift of Jesus coming, it's for each and every single one of you. Because God knows that you have some really cool and important things to learn, and you're going to grow and share things with people in some really wonderful ways, and that you have a lot of love to give people. You have kindness to give people. And that is a wonderful thing that we are reminded of, is that we need this gift of Jesus, this example of Christ's life, to remind us that we have a lot to give to other people, because that's what Jesus came to show us. Now, we're going to do a little prayer, and I'm going to need you to help me with it. Do you think you can do that? This is a prayer that a really wise woman a long time ago, her name is Teresa of Avila, she talked about to remind us of how God needs us and that we are a part of God's gift as well. And so I'm going to read it. And as you hear a part of your body, I just want you to point to it. Can you do that? So it's going to be an active prayer that we pray. And these are the words. So are you ready? You got your hands ready to move a little bit? This is our prayer. And it says, Christ has no body. That's your whole body. No body but yours. No hands. No feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks and has compassion on the world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses the world. Your hands, your feet, your eyes, and your body are Christ's gift. Tonight, as you go from this place, we want you to have a reminder of the gift that you are to God and to others. And so in this manger right here, there's a lot of little gifts. And let me go ahead and tell you something. There's nothing inside of it, so you don't have to open it. It's a symbol. That means a sign. It's a reminder of our story that Christ is our gift. And so before you leave to go back with your parents, I'm going to invite you to do that. But first, I would love it if we could stand and sing a song together. Do you think that we could do that and maybe even lead all these adults out here in singing Away in a Manger to remind us of the gift of Jesus? Can you do that? So let's stand up and you can face out there. Miss Annalisa is going to help lead us. And if you want to do some motions, you can do that. But let's sing together.